Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 193 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I get a chance to check in with J.C. Reed. He is a barbecue columnist for the Houston Chronicle. I've done two other interviews with him, a barbecue city guide for Houston, as well as an interview. I'll put links in the show notes below. I just wanted to check in, see how he was doing, see how Houston was doing, see how Texas barbecue joints were doing. And if you're a fan of Texas barbecue, you're going to love this because there's a lot of positive news in here. And I interviewed him about a couple weeks after, maybe two, 3 weeks after COVID lockdown started in Houston. We talk about the Houston Rodeo and what that was like when it during the lockdown, but then we get into the positive steps that barbecue joints are taking, and Texas barbecue joints in general are well suited for what's happening during the pandemic and going forward, the things that restaurants are doing, and also the ways that you can donate, the different organizations that are set up to help restaurants, to help people that work at restaurants, to help the industry in general. It's always a great time talking to JC. He has so much knowledge. I can't thank him enough for taking the time. I know you really enjoy this. The Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast is sponsored by Treaty Oak Distilling. They're available at treatyoak.com. They're now back open, 25% capacity, so you can go visit them. Go to Alice's Restaurant, which is a barbecue and live fire restaurant they have on the property, on the 28-acre property. You could also get groceries to go. They have a huge selection of groceries. You can also get all their whiskeys, their gin, online and available there. That's treatyoak.com. As well as AJ's Custom Cookers. They're a sponsor of the show. That's ajscustomcookers.com. AJ's Custom Cookers on all the social media. AJ Ramirez, Saginaw, Texas, has amazing stuff. Custom everything. Go to his Instagram. You'll be blown away by all of his stuff. He posts a lot of cool story stuff of their construction as well as cookouts that they do. Give him a call. Give him a DM. Give him a text. He'll get back to you with a quote on whatever you're dreaming of. It's a really great company. Again, that's ajscustomcookers.com. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. Subscribe on the YouTube channel. If you're just listening to the podcast, it's youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. Get a chance to actually see these people I'm talking to. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with tons of content. It's grown every day. I'm adding a massive amount of stuff, and there's some giant things on the horizon coming up real quick for that, which are connected to the website. I think you're going to dig that. But at the end, stay safe. Thank you for listening. Appreciate all the feedback. Enjoy. Good afternoon, JC. How are you?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just as I'd mentioned, I wanted to check in first off to see how you were doing, but then also to see how things were in Houston, how things were in the restaurant scene and barbecue scene, and sure, then what people can do to help out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the good news is everybody's good on my side. Everybody's healthy. We're just hunkering down. It's not all bad news. You know, we're just trying to stay positive. Uh-huh. You know, here in Houston, and I do feel like I have to mention that the first time we had an interview was the day before Harvey.
I know. I was thinking about that 2 days ago.
Before Hurricane Harvey. So I'm going to be your like disaster interview.
Let's hope this is the last one, because the next one, if you're going, if it graduates any higher, it's going to be scary.
Yeah, I could be a regular guest. So anyway, it's not all bad news. You know, we've got some good news here in Houston. A lot of the barbecue joints here have gone to takeout and to curbside and to delivery and are really doing well. What I've heard here in Texas is most of the barbecue joints that have stayed open are looking, you know, some are still doing the same revenue numbers that they were before.
That's so interesting.
Which is amazing. Yeah. That's crazy. And then I think some are, I think the numbers that I hear are usually about 30 to 50% off.
Okay.
On the revenue. But, you know, hopefully they can make that up some other places, but it gives them enough money to kind of keep their staff on board, keep the, you know, the food kind of, you know, flowing through the pits, keeping the pits going, keeping people employed and keeping customers happy. So it's not all bad news.
Do you think that Texas, it is, because it is Texas, like is there a reason? Because a lot of places here in Los Angeles are closing down or across the United States. And it's pretty prevalent. There's 20 to 30 major ones that have at least temporarily shut down. Do you think Texas has a unique spot because people, because of the affection for Texas? I don't know. I've been trying to figure out why it works better there.
No, you're 100% correct. I've been looking at kind of the geographic, you know, dispersal of barbecue joints from Houston to Texas to the U.S., then overseas. And the further you get from Texas, the more likely places are going to close down. That's just the way it works. Here in Houston, people got to have their barbecue. That's a fact. People will line up in their car curbside and wait for an hour to get barbecue sitting in their car to get curbside barbecue. So what we're seeing in Houston and in Texas is a market and an audience that is, you know, barbecue is part of the culture here. Obviously, it's part of it's the comfort food. It's when people need comfort, they go and eat barbecue and they eat Tex-Mex. And that's part of the culture here. And the farther you get away from Texas, the less that becomes. And so this kind of diaspora of Texas barbecue that you and I have talked about in person in Los Angeles, you know, when I come to Los Angeles and I eat spectacular barbecue from Slab or Moe's, we've talked about that. But we've also talked about that the audience in Los Angeles isn't quite to that point. You know, what is the comfort food for Los Angeles? Clearly tacos, clearly Mex. Who knows what else? But it's not quite there for barbecue. So I think you will probably see some places cut back, you know, in a major way or just close temporarily.
Like at least adjust their hour to a point where it makes any sense. And like Moose, they shut down because also too for safety reasons, they have young kids, and I know that we were absolutely going back and forth and talking, and I've been trying to just at least warn them from what I was hearing in Seattle to let friends of mine know that things, and I was even telling you, like, it's, I'm hearing bad things, and we can kind of, if you're on Twitter like you and I, we can see the death scroll that's going down, like, of just despair and hopelessness, and Twitter's like a scary place to be.
Twitter is just brutal, man. I'm like, I am trying to stay off Twitter as much as possible. It's just not a lot of good news there, but
it's very topical. Like, you get your news quickly, but it's also with a sword. It's like
there's no doubt about that.
So that makes so if you're listening to this or watching this, it'll make people that are outside of Texas hopeful, knowing that there are places that they love, the places they love in Houston, are still open. I'm trying to think of any noticeable closures in Houston.
Nothing off the top of my head.
Truth Brenham, but that's not Houston. But
yeah, I mean, I think the new Coopers here in Katy decided to go ahead and close, but they had just been open for a few months.
Oh, okay.
So that's a big factor, is if you are an established barbecue joint with a brick and mortar that, you know, has lines out the door every weekend, and you have that built in clientele, it's going to carry over and it's going to help. But if you're a new place, you don't have that built-in clientele, it gets a little bit trickier. And also for pop-ups and things like that, things get a little bit trickier. But if you're established brick and mortar, you've got that client base to work from.
That's true. You're probably not going to see those pop-ups that you were seeing that were so prevalent right before this.
Yeah, that's a real drag, man. That's a major bummer. But it's just the way it is.
No, and that's how business runs. And also too, a lot of people I know that had just switched over to doing pop-ups from their full-time career. Like, they were doing so well, or the prospect was so great that.
Yeah, that's right. So I mean, our friend JQ, Joseph Cuellar, we did a podcast with him. Literally, he was at Houston Rodeo the day that they closed down. He was there, and they literally just shut it down, and everybody was just standing around going, what the heck? I mean, everything just closed in the middle of rodeo one day.
That's amazing.
And it was the same day we did a podcast. We talked about it. But he, going back to the pop-ups, you know, he just literally, you know, went in on a deal for a food truck or a food trailer right before all this happened. He's still super positive, and it actually, the timing may work out, you know, that the trailer's ready once everything kind of clears up. But it's dependent on, you know, how long you've been in business, what kind of clientele you have, if it's brick and mortar, if people know where to find you, all that factors in. And like I say, you know, I'm a little bit worried about some of my buddies in New York City, you know, having them trying to do takeout and curbside. You know, will the market continue to support that? I'm super positive and hopeful that it will. But as this drags on, people are going to, frankly, have less money. They're going to have last time.
And that'll also be interesting to see how that plays out in Houston. Hopefully people, because if this drags out like for 4 more months, 5 more months, let's hope it doesn't. But if something happened like that, then that makes it tough. People will definitely start being more careful. Right now, people want that barbecue because they could buy, you know, 6 pounds and it would.
Yeah. I mean, people want normality. They want their usual, you know, what they usually do every day. So they're kind of still going through that process. And I'm not sure how long that's going to last. I don't know how long this is going to last. I think that, you know, nobody wants to hear bad news, but it's not going to be over in a couple of months. Uh-huh. And, you know, the government, you know, they've come out with these small business loans and they're like, okay, well, we'll give you a loan and as long as you guys are okay in a couple of months. And I'm like, and all the restaurants are going, are you kidding me? Nothing's going to be normal in a couple of months. We hope to still be in business in a couple of months.
I know. And they also, I saw yesterday how the tax credits for corporations for going out when all the corporations are closed or people are working from home, and you can't eat in a restaurant anymore. So it's like, how does that, I understand it's nice that tax credit exists, but it's not going to really inject cash.
Yeah. And you know,
and I'm not that smart.
No, I don't think any of us are, but you know, not to be political, but no. I mean, you know, the government can be blamed for a lot of things, for making some mistakes. But I think the biggest mistake is not managing expectations. They keep pushing this like, oh, we'll be okay in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening. That's not what I'm seeing on the ground, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Yeah, I'm not seeing people that here
either. People are traumatized. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, there's not going to be a day when the bell rings and everybody runs out of their houses and goes to restaurants. It's not going to be that way. People are traumatized. They don't have any money. Uh-huh. They don't have jobs. So hopefully in a couple of months, we'll know more. Uh-huh. We'll have a better idea of which direction this is going. But I think the expectations of the American people have not been managed well. And I think the restaurants know that. Uh-huh. The restaurants know what the timeline is. They know that they're not going to be back open in a couple of months full speed.
Who knows what point this year they'll be normal. It might be a situation where the dining rooms are spread out on table, like until everyone is tested and we know for sure who has it, who doesn't, and we know what's kind of, and that's not to go politically, even just in general as like a scientific way to look at it. Once you know how your population, you just want to be, we want to be extra careful. And I have a 75-year-old mother that I'm taking care of, and I don't want, and I'll be 50 myself. So it's not like, and I have asthma. So it's like, what the, and if I'm taking care of her and I get, so it's, if I get sick, then who takes care of her? And then vice versa, like these people are dying alone in hospitals. That's just, it's the most frightening thing. And it's, and I understand that you want to project positivity, but you should also do it with a sense of honesty, or at least, isn't there like the saying that you should tell someone like the worst news and then be able to pull back and then, oh, well, it just was this. Like,
yeah, that's right. So. Under promise, over deliver.
Oh, yeah, that's whatever. It was something like that.
Yeah.
Have some of the places changed their hours at all, noticeably? I know that Valentina's, which is in Austin, they're not open Mondays and Tuesdays, I think, now.
Some of the places are pulling back a little bit. Some are going full speed. I mean, like I say, it just depends on the situation for the particular barbecue joint. But mostly, I would say in general, it's pretty much the same hours, not a whole lot of pulling back. That probably is going to happen in other cities. I mean, I read Daniel Vaughn's piece talking about what's going on in Austin. And he talked to Franklin Barbecue, you know, and I was just shocked. You know, Aaron said that for every $10,000 of food that they push out the door right now, it's costing them $5,000. Wow. That's a 50% food cost.
Wow.
And if you're doing that to go, you're not selling the caps or the T-shirts that, you know, kind of subsidize that. It's just, I mean, just eye-popping numbers for that type of business. And that's, you know, it's kind of a blessing and a curse, is he's known for that quality of barbecue. But if you find yourself in the position where you can't sell, you know, Coke or drinks or beer or caps or T-shirts to subsidize, you know, that, you know, awesome product, man, it really puts you in a tough spot.
Wow. That's interesting. I didn't get a chance to read that article, and that's just, it's just interesting. Yeah. It's We've often talked about people's food costs and trying to figure out kind of like if they're able to survive. And with a lot of places out here, that's why they've shut down. And places I've talked to is they can't on the takeout and delivery alone. They just can't. And a lot of the delivery services take a large cut. Are Houston places doing delivery much, or is it more
takeout? A little bit. Not as much as I think some other places, because you know they've never had to do delivery before. Yeah. Now they do, but really I think they're pushing more towards online ordering for curbside and pickup. And there have been a few restaurants that have gone strictly to curbside, so they've closed their restaurants totally. You can only pull up in your car and they'll drop them off on your back seat, which I think is probably the best thing to do. And that's for them, that's probably the best, because the delivery is, you know, I think it's just too expensive. I think they take too big of a cut.
Definitely. And I know that a lot of them, because I was doing these massive lists that I create, and they Toast, I think, is one of the ones they use as an online service. So if someone's listening to this outside of the area and they want to figure out something, they can contact them. I think that they probably have something easy plug and play thing, because it seems like all of a sudden overnight a lot of places in Texas that had online ordering, which was a blessing. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, they had to figure it out really quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were like, all of a sudden they were computer experts. They went from, you know, cooking barbecue to being, you know, computer nerds.
And then also something like Regals. Have you talked to Russell at all personally? Have you
just texted a few times?
Yeah. But he seems like they're being sharp about it too. He's got on top of it real quick.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's probably, you know, he's kind of the poster boy for, you know, the pivot. Mm-hmm. We call it the pivot, you know, from traditional barbecue service to the new coronavirus barbecue service. It's amazing.
And it's a shame, because a lot of what I love about barbecue is going to a place with someone like you, sitting down, talking, like, and that's what the experience, and the barbecue is a key component, but it's the camaraderie. And that's what I'm hoping that we get back. And that's why I'm trying to push so hard to do as many things as I can, or promote people and let them know, you know, I'll do anything to help you guys stay alive, because we love this world.
Yeah, for sure. And eventually that'll come back. I just, like I say, I don't like to be a downer or whatever. It's maybe going to be a long road. And people should, you know, plan for that. Uh-huh. And again, in Texas, it's maybe not such a big issue. I mean, these guys can pivot for, you know, quite a long time. But again, as you kind of spread out from Texas, it gets a little bit harder. Yeah. I think on a long-term basis, if you're in a place that doesn't have a tradition of barbecue, people are going to start to kind of peel off and go to their things, the things that they find comforting. And for some people, that is barbecue, of course.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, places in Los Angeles and New York, a lot of their business was expatriates. I mean, every damn week I got, hey, did you hear about this place in New York? Man, I was just over there.
It's the best.
I'm like, yeah, then they know all about it. But that market is gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's that expatriate Texan market that used to go to Los Angeles and Seattle and New York to check out the barbecue in these cities. That's unfortunately, that's gone.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of it for when you're outside of Texas.
Yeah. And there's not people from Texas traveling to California for business and then wanting to check these places out, because no one's traveling. Everyone. And a lot of people too, like I've gone through, I'm running the dishwasher every day. Like it seems I'm just doing so, we're cooking so much that, I think that a lot of people will cook at home, and then people in Texas do cook, they barbecue at home. People do have offsets. When I drive around the countryside, you'd see like those little oil barrel or whatever they are.
Yep. Every street, every little yard, somebody's got a little pit in it.
So what, are there any found, I know that Chris Shepherd has his organization. What's that? Southern Smoke?
Is
that
Southernsmoke.org. Yep.
Okay.
That's a great organization to contribute to. There are some smaller ones in Houston, of course, the Texas Restaurant Association. Okay. James Beard, if you follow James Beard, they've been really proactive. I get emails from them all the time with all kinds of ways. I think they're having a webinar right now over the CARES Act. All that is very useful for restaurants. And I think I keep seeing Guy Fieri pop up in my feed.
Yeah, so I see him too. Like
so I know he's up to something. And apparently it's really good. So cheers and credit to that gentleman. But I'm not familiar with it. But there are a lot of resources out there. It's just right now, it's just a drop in the bucket. Southern Smoke is certainly super helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been pushing, I think they said they pushed out $300,000 already. So that's fantastic.
Wow.
But long term, it's going to have to come from the government. And right now, I'm sure you've been following, you may have followed some of the stuff about, you know, the banks are kind of dragging their feet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they said they ran out of their allotment of the, you know, the bailout over the weekend.
Yeah,
you know,
B of A, like right? I think Wells Fargo and B of A both had said something like that, yeah.
I mean, they said they had taken $10 billion of applications over the weekend.
Oh, I didn't know it was that much. I knew that it would just be bombarded. Like, I knew at the moment. And also, too, as a rule, websites, like, even the most popular website will crash. Like, Pokemon, I think, crashed when it was in the new one. Like, so I think that it's difficult. And I know that a lot of people are having trouble with unemployment, getting through to unemployment. I know I've watched some specials on CNN or for New York, and people just try for weeks.
It's not something you can turn around in a week.
Yeah.
Even the biggest companies to roll out a process like this would take months. Uh-huh. So I totally get it. I totally
get it. We have a lot of humans
here
working, and a lot of people within the industry that we love.
For sure. And so, you know, I'm hoping that people can hang on. I know that, you know, I wrote about the situation is I said, look, barbecue is kind of well suited to this situation more than other restaurants. I mean, hey, I've seen high-end sushi places in Houston doing takeout, but it's not quite the same. No. Hey, do it. Absolutely. If you've got the market and you can ship out high-quality sushi and deliver it, good for you. Stay afloat. Stay in business. But it's not quite the same as you know, shipping off, you know, a half a brisket or a rack of ribs or whatever. You know, one of the first places I went, after the stay-at-home order came in, I went to Tejas to see how they were doing. And, of course, they have their market and they have all the shrink-wrapped meats in their cooler. I bought $100 worth of that. I'm still eating it.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. It really does. I put it on the grill to warm it up, and it smells like the barbecue joint. And it brings you back.
Mm-hmm.
So I've still got I got some sausage, and I got like a flat piece of brisket that I gotta cook. But
nice. That,
you know, and you can also do it online. You can do mail order, obviously, from many places. Louis Miller, Snow's, all those places. Mm-hmm.
Truth, that's. But a lot of them go through Gold Belly, and it's a little bit cost prohibitive. It's you have to pay more, but if it depends on what you really want.
It is a special occasion type of thing. Mm-hmm. But literally, you know, when I
that's so,
you
know, nice,
took that rack of ribs out, unwrapped them, put them on the grill, just kind of crisp them up, warm them up, and it smelled like going to Tejas. And it was really like, wow, this really is very comforting.
Uh-huh.
And obviously the eating it was even better. So that part of barbecue really works well in the situation that we're in, as opposed to some other.
And then that's like, I've noticed more people are vacuum sealing everything. So perhaps that's another thing through the summer that we just, just like a market, like, but it's not going to employ a lot of people, the amount of people and all the ancillary jobs that come with a restaurant. Scott, how are they going to keep the market open? Are they planning Tejas?
I haven't been there. I know that they're doing curbside. I'm not sure they still have the market open. I know they still have the drink wrapped food. So I'm probably going to go over and get some more as soon as I get tapped out.
Yeah, and I think they added the online ability like that.
And they do have the online. Yeah, you can actually order it's cryovac.
Cryovac is what it is. Yeah, that's the term. That's the proper.
It's like, you know, the it's new. Not like, you know, going to Home Depot and buying some scissors in the street.
yes.
Cryovac, sorry. So yeah, the cryovac.
Cryovac takes the air out, right?
And show up curbside, and they'll just put the cryovac barbecue in the back, and you put it in your freezer. And so I've got some, I got some chili relleno sausage. I got a flat brisket, and ribs were fantastic. So there are a lot, I think a lot of barbecue joints are pivoting that way. Mm-hmm. So call up your favorite barbecue joint and say, hey, do you have anything cryovac? Can I come pick it up? People really, I think it'll make a difference. It'll be very, very comforting to people.
And people are answering the phones these days. So that's a positive thing. I think that if you don't answer your phone, you're going out of business.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's like people, I mean, anybody, if you call somebody for an interview, it's like, hey, I got all the time in the world, man.
Yeah, I know. I was writing some people asking to do interviews, and I'm like, if you have the time, and then I'm like, as I was typing that, I'm like, what am I even typing? Like,
all the time in the world.
Like, whatever time, like, whatever. Yeah, when you're not napping or looking in the corner at nothing. Yeah, so anyways, well, I know you have another meeting at 3 o'clock, but are you doing anything fun, puzzles? Reading, starting any new books, anything?
God, I'm just, I'm not a puzzle guy. I'm doing some projects, some online projects. So trying to, I need to get back on a list of some of the barbecue joints and what they're doing. We set that up in the beginning. I need to get that updated. I think I spoke with you. We're doing some barbecue guide stuff. Yeah. So hopefully that'll come out once things kind of start to stabilize. But the main thing is just, you know, trying to stay healthy.
And when the Houston Barbecue Festival, is that postponed till fall, or do you think maybe it'll be next year?
Oh, it'll be next year. Yeah, I don't know what the verbiage is, but yeah, it's postponed till next year. You know,
that's
technically we canceled it, and we're going to pick it up again next year. So that was a big project to get that fixed up, but everybody's got their refunds.
Refund.
That wasn't easy, but we just wanted to make sure that, you know, our guests had their refunds as soon as possible, because everybody was hurting. Everybody was financially hurting. So we were up day and night just trying to get the money and getting the refunds out. We did that.
That's so nice.
So that's been taken care of. So we're just looking forward to writing it out. Like I say, let's be realistic in our expectations.
Yeah.
It may not, I don't think it's going to be cleared up in a couple of months and maybe a little bit longer, but, let's be realistic. Let's plan for that. And, as long as we do that, we're going to be okay. So that's the plan right now.
I agree too. Well, we'll stay safe, and I can't wait to eat barbecue with you again in person. Perhaps if I get some barbecue shipped, I could FaceTime or Skype with you and show you. But I was like, I was so looking forward to. I was like a couple days away from actually booking my flight, because you even said like you're like super close to the airport. You could just come in, boom, go in, and like, because my time is like a little windows. But I was so looking forward to just, I needed to get away and go. So I'm talking to your partner in crime tomorrow. I don't know if you know that, but
yeah, good. Yeah. Awesome. Well, he's got some free time too, so
yeah,
won't be a problem getting a slot for an interview.
Yeah, it wasn't that hard to talk to finally, because we've been trying for like 3 months, so finally this COVID. But anyways, have a great day. So good to see you. This was part of my selfish reason, just to see you in person, know that you're okay, and let me know if there's anything you need at all.
All right, man. Well, stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll get through it and come out on the other side, brother.
Most definitely, yeah. And I'll keep you posted on how things are here, because we're about a week ahead of you.
Yeah, right. All right. Sadly, good deal, brother.
All right, take care.
Bye.